Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week. First, in space exploration news from last week, that zombie Russian resupply capsule that was supposed to head to the space station and didn't quite make it. Something happened, they lost contact, and it just kind of spun out of control after launch. Well, it crashed down over the Pacific Ocean on Thursday night. I was personally half hoping it was going to break up somewhere near a populous area and a spectacular fiery show caught on camera, but I suppose this was much safer and statistically much more likely. So the Russians have moved up their schedule to send another resupply capsule in June, and not to worry about the folks on the space station. They are fine. They have plenty of supplies for a really long time. Now for astronomy news this week. Today is a last quarter moon. It sets around 1 p.m. in the early afternoon, so you can go out and see it right now. It's going to look fantastic. And this Friday, that waning crescent moon is going to pass just below Uranus before dawn. That is a difficult planet to see normally. It actually wasn't discovered until telescopes got good enough to see it a couple hundred years ago. But now we can see it pretty easily with binoculars because we have pretty high-tech binoculars and telescopes. So if you want to see, if you never have seen, you want to see the seventh planet of our solar system, this early Friday morning you can grab a pair of binoculars and look right above the moon Friday morning. I always get asked about pronunciation. Uranus is how most astronomers say it. Uranus is another fine way to say it. It's been observed since before 1500. We don't talk about this planet much for maybe obvious reasons. But it was officially discovered by Herschel in the late 1700s. He thought it was a comet for a long time. And it's the third biggest planet in our solar system, fourth by mass. It's about four times the diameter of Earth. It's the coldest planet. It's about 370 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And it's now thought to be more icy than those gas giants of Jupiter and Saturn. It's got a really thick hydrogen, helium, methane atmosphere over a slush mantle of water ice, ammonia, rock, and methane. So a Slurpee would actually make a pretty good model for the interior of Uranus, but I suspect it wouldn't be a popular flavor. According to research conducted by the University of California, Berkeley, the extreme pressure and temperature deep within Uranus breaks up those methane molecules, so the carbon atoms get condensed into crystals of diamond that may be rained down through the mantle like hailstones. High-pressure experiments also conducted at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory suggest that the base of the mantle may be comprised of an ocean of liquid diamond with floating solid diamond bergs. So don't sell Uranus short as a planet. It's pretty cool and pretty interesting scientifically. It's knocked onto its side from massive impact from the early days of the solar system. So unlike the other planets that kind of pirouette like tops around the sun, Uranus kind of rolls around like a ball throughout its orbit. So each pole actually gets about 42 years of continuous sunlight followed by 42 years of darkness. It's a very, very weird place. It would be very interesting scientifically to send a probe to Uranus, but I think people's inner eighth graders are a major stumbling block for that, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But again, if you want to check that planet out, we hardly ever get to see it because it's just dim. Friday is a good time for beginners because it's going to be just above the moon before dawn. If you want more information about this, call us at the Planetarium, 784-4812. Visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu or come see us in person at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Waldorf Event Center. We love seeing you here and talking about all the planets of our solar system. Keep looking up.